An inquiry into deadly contaminated batches of the blood thinner heparin led to a feisty hearing on Capitol Hill today. The Food and Drug Administration says the contaminant found in heparin has been traced to a dozen Chinese companies. So that brought on a grilling of FDA Commissioner Andrew von Eschenbach before a House subcommittee today about oversight and inspection of foreign drug manufacturers. And it brought on some table pounding from longtime Democratic Congressman John Dingell.
You are carrying water for an administration that is not giving you the resources that you need. This committee wants you to have the resources that you need to do the job that you have to do to protect the American people. 62 people died because of bad heparin. Hundreds of others were made sick. You presided over this because you do not have the resources to do the job that you need to do.
In fact, the number of deaths from the contaminated heparin has risen to 81. So how much would it cost to inspect foreign drug plants? That's one question the investigative arm of Congress, the Government Accountability Office, has been trying to answer. Marcia Cross is a healthcare director for the GAO. She also testified at that hearing today, and she's with us now. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
And we're going to get to that question of cost in a few minutes. But first, you had a hard time figuring out just how many foreign drug makers are supplying drugs to the United States.
Well, yes, FDA has a number of problems with this issue, and one of them is the poor data that it has. It has very different estimates based on how many firms are registered and how many firms show up in their databases actually bringing products in.
Have you been able to break down in any reasonable way how many, what percentage of those plants the FDA actually does inspect?
FDA has only been inspecting about 7% of those foreign manufacturers every year, and so there's a large backlog of firms that it has not been to many years or that has never been to.
You uncovered a number of barriers that are standing in the way of more inspections, and one of those is that people have to volunteer to do these inspections overseas.
That's right. FDA has inspectors that they have identified as being able to do inspections overseas, but they ask them to volunteer. They do not have a dedicated cadre of folks whose job is specifically to go and do inspections overseas.
And then when they do go, there's a language barrier. Tell us about that.
FDA does not have translators on its staff and usually has depended upon the manufacturers to supply someone in the facility to do the translation for them. This seems to be a problem, and in fact, there are some FDA reports that shows that apparently the translators were doing the answering of the questions and not the individuals that FDA was trying to interview.
Now, if the FDA does inspections in this country, I think they show up unannounced. Is that the case overseas?
They are not able to show up unannounced overseas. In general, they have to obtain visas and they have to get permissions of those governments to come in and do an inspection. And so the plants are well aware of when FDA is going to be coming to their door.
Let's get back to the question that Congressman Dingell was furiously trying to get answered today. First, how much has the FDA budgeted for foreign inspections in the coming year?
FDA has budgeted about $11 million for this year.
And then if you were to say, well, how much would you really need to do the job right? What's the answer to that question?
Well, we estimate it would take about $70 million to do the inspections of all the facilities if you did them at the same rate that you do the inspections in the United States.
And what would that cover?
That would cover a trip to each facility every 2 years to go and walk the line, look at their data, talk to their officials, and see what kind of operations they have in place.
So about a $60 million gap that you're describing there.
That's roughly so, yes.
What does the FDA say when presented with that number? Do they say, yeah, actually, we do want that much money, or do they say, no, we don't?
Dr. von Eschenbach was not very specific today in the hearing. He did admit that they could use additional resources, although he did not commit to any specific dollar amount.
This is all really important because it's a really high percentage of ingredients in the drugs that we use that are produced overseas.
That's correct. There's some data out there that show that about 80% of the active pharmaceutical ingredients are made overseas.
Okay, Marcia Cross, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Marcia Cross is a healthcare director for the Government Accountability Office.